Probably the word that probably describes your team tonight was defense.
Absolutely. And who would have thought that with the Hugoton squad?
Yeah.
Especially the young Hugoton squad that we have. And, you know, they're really buying into what I'm trying to do. And, you know, we had a great defensive performance last night when we played Southeast of Saline. And then they kind of came out a little bit flat and challenged them at halftime. And, you know, Griffin Hager was outstanding for us, you know, defensively getting some steals and getting his hands on stuff. Cade Mecklenburg was guarding ball screens, you know. They were trying to ISO him a little bit, and he showed that he could move a little bit. And, you know, our guys are just – they're starting to figure it out, you know, and it comes with game experience.
That it does. You know, the surface kid for Sterling, he hits four threes, but he's 4 of 12. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, he had to earn those threes, and you could tell by the end of the game he was really wearing down. His shots were falling short.
Yeah, you know, and credit to our guys of communicating the ball screen switches and the dribble handoffs. He's a heck of a player. You know, he got hot kind of in that early third quarter, late second quarter. And, you know, he's a good shooter, and I told our team that. And, you know, we did a good job of just, you know, we fouled him a little bit. Yeah. You know, so it took his legs out underneath him a little bit. And, you know, he missed it in front of the rim. And, you know, I knew that our guys were playing extremely hard.
You had 8 players score tonight. Nobody in double figures. That's balanced there. And Hager leads you guys off the bench with 9 points and ended up with 6 steals, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, and that just shows to the type of squad and program that we're building at Hugoton. You know, Coach Korff left it in a great shape. You know, we got young guys coming up. We got a little bit of experience with Cade and Gavin. Mm-hmm. And then our two juniors are – not only did they have a great tournament on the floor, they took an outstanding leap in the leadership category that I've been really harping on them. And you know, they're talking to me. They're saying the same thing. You know, they're starting to get a feel for what I see and how I want to play. And, you know, just credit to those two, you know. They love basketball. They're our dudes, and they're going to lead us to many, many, many victories going forward.
I would say that probably you guys learned a lot from the Smoky Valley game, and guess when that on the buzzer beater. It turned into a big win on Thursday, yesterday, and then to Friday. Do you feel like that you made that vast improvement even from Wednesday to Friday?
Yeah, we did. You know, we were comfortable. We 3.5-hour trip, you know. We can't blame it all on that. We showed up right before game time. We didn't know it was a 15-minute warm-up. You know, I felt like I didn't coach my best, and, you know, I didn't get enough attitude and effort towards our guys. We crushed all of it Thursday morning. I keep thinking it's Friday, Saturday with this format. But, you know, we got together as a team on Thursday at the hotel. You know, we just kind of talked through it. I was disappointed in how I handle it, you know, but Riley bailed me out on that one. And then we just came together as a group on Thursday, and, you know, it showed. We played an outstanding team, Southeast of Saline. Locked them up pretty good, and the score wasn't as big as what, you know, the game really was. But and then we came into the night, our shots weren't falling, and usually typically 2 weeks ago we would have lost that game. We would have lost that game because we wouldn't have had enough discipline and attitude to be able to grind it out and win a defensive game. So, you know, it's always good to see, and you know, we're going to continue to get better offensively and continue to take strides defensively.
You get Scott City at home, and Ulysses on the road next week. A couple of big games to really kick off that second half of the season.
Yeah, you know, we haven't played very many games before this. So, I mean, we're about to be playing every Tuesday, Friday. We need to continue to rest, continue to get some guys back. You know, Isaiah Harris is home sick, and he's a 6'3 wing that we're having big expectations for. So we just need to get healthy. We need to get our guys. We need to continue to buy into what we're doing. And, you know, bring on Scott City on Tuesday.
Well, congratulations on a great run here, the tournament coach. And I'll see you. I'll be on the other side Tuesday. Yep. But looking forward to the matchup on Tuesday.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing this for us, Adam. Yeah.